Imagination joins the abstract and generic ideas of life. Imagination joins the abstract and generic ideas of life. The reality that exists, what is true, immortally, totally, forever and ever, never changes, is always complete and whole in itself. Whatever is the reality is there at all times and is never, never changing in our world. How is it then that our imagination brings to us works in progress? How is it our imagination brings to us things that are not yet fulfilled, things that are not yet totally revealed? How is it that our imagination brings that into our world? How can that happen? Quite simply, really. It happens quite beautifully and quite wonderfully when we realize that we have the opportunity to live in the allness of all right now. We have the opportunity to take the abstract, which is the reality, which is the totality of all, and mix it with the generic, which is the expression of a revealing life, revealing ideas, and make them one. We don't have to go through the process of finding truth, finding love. We have the instant, aha, the instant, oh yes, the instant, oh I see, ideas in us. The instant awareness of all that is. Now, we've been so accustomed to thinking that we develop our ideas. We've been so accustomed to thinking that we bring our ideas into expression by a time-worn experience of learning about it. But actually, we never learn anything because we always know everything all the time and always. It is not a learning situation that experiences itself in our life. It is a revealing situation that we reveal that which we already know, that which already exists, that which is the absolute. And as we reveal the absolute, we say, oh, I see, yes, I understand, I comprehend, I am aware that it was always there. I am aware that that wisdom, that knowledge, that genius, that magic is mine now and always. I'm aware. But how often do we say that? How often do we go to our work and say, oh, this is tedious learning this by rote. This is tedious to learn how to play a piano. They have a new device out. Some young mind was just imagining all sorts of things. And he thought, why can't we tell our fingers what to do and have them do it? Why can't we tell our fingers to play the piano and have them play the piano in a perfect way? Well, that's what they do. But many people have not allowed themselves to have this immediate access from the inner to the outer. So he's developed a glove, fingerless glove, that fits over your hand, and it has little motion sensors that are right above each finger, and it tells the finger when to strike whatever note it is to strike. And it positions the fingers in the area where it is to play. And the hand moves along the keyboard, allowing the fingers to strike the key that is necessary to be played. Now, anyone can play the piano. You put these gloves on, and you turn yourself into something you'd like to do, perhaps being very creative and create your own music, or to remember some piece of music that plays very well. And within a very few minutes, you can reveal through you the music you want to play. Now, it's not a matter of memorizing it. It's not a matter of learning it. It's a matter that it already is there. It already is in existence, and what this young scientist has done is to create a device that takes the ideas that already exist, the pieces by Mozart or Beethoven or Bach, and play them beautifully, completely, lovingly. Now, perhaps as you learn to hear the music within yourself more adequately, more perfectly, you will play it with more thought, with more vibrato, with more joy, with more enthusiasm. But in the beginning, you tenderly let your fingers play the pieces of music as they flow from your inner self, already there, already complete, already known. Now, are you ready to accept such a creative instrument, such an idea that it can be to a 3-volt battery, not a 3-volt, but it's a number 3 battery? Can you have that be plugged into a little box and then have your fingers be remotely connected to that? And that you can think your thoughts and think your music and have it play through your fingers beautifully, accurately, perfectly, as well as you interpret the music, as well as you hear the music within yourself. But you can turn to this absolute source of music within yourself and let it be revealed through your fingers through this gadget. How absolutely amazing. And yet, it tells us that the generic ideas of life, this little glove that fits on each hand and allows you to have your fingers play the right notes on the piano, it's from the abstract idea of the music that already exists. Mozart did not create something new. He merely listened to the music that already exists in the measure that was harmonious with his inner self. And as he played this, he played it so beautifully, so wonderfully, other hearts listened to it and said, yes, I understand that music. I know that music. I love that music. That music is my heart too. Yes, I understand. And as you do that, and as that is done, all of the magic of that music comes through, and you know it, and you enjoy it. And it's something very special. It's something very special because it is the imagination joining the abstract and generic ideas of life in a symphony of expression. We don't need to go through the generic pattern. We can always stay with the ideal. We can always stay with the abstract. We can always stay with that which never changes. We can go to the original purity and the original integrity and the original concept, the original idea. We can go to that anytime we want. But when we let our imagination join the abstract and generic ideas of life as they become one, the generic ideas fade away and the abstract comes through, and they're always there. And they're always there perfectly. They're always there ideally. They're always there wonderfully and completely. It's just a matter of our reaching out and touching them. Whoever thought of letting the mind thought flow through your fingers and having a gadget that lets your fingers be in tune with what's going on in your brain to do it? Now, what if an author were to write a book and he wanted to write the book as fast as he could think it? And so as he's thinking it, he's wearing a pair of these gloves, and his fingers are going over the keyboard just as quickly as you could ever imagine it to be. And as his fingers go over the keyboard, accurately, perfectly, typing out words that he'd never looked up in the dictionary before, typing out words that express what he wanted to say because his vocabulary mentally and vocally is much greater than it is verbal, that is writing it. He's fantastic. He's joyous. He's marvelous. Yes, this can be done. And it is done. It is done. Look at these authors throughout history who, with their quill pen, dipping in ink for every couple of letters, would have to write what they wrote and say what they did and put it down. And yet they brought forth magic. Their stories were stories that were unbelievable. That is unbelievable that someone could write them so beautifully. And some of their stories were trash, because they, in their hearts, were not listening to the divine. They were listening to the world about them, and they were listening to what it wanted to hear. But whenever we give the world what we want it to hear, what the world really wants to hear, such as when you create a Michelangelo David, or when you create the paintings of the Last Supper, when you create many other beautiful things, lovely as they are, beautiful as they are, wonderful as they are, they bring forth such magic and such wonder into our world that we never believed it could be done. We never believed that it could be revealed, and yet there it is. There it is. It was there all the time. An imagination in us, imagination in Michelangelo, joined the abstract idea of David with the generic idea of a piece of stone that was yet to reveal David inside. You and I are yet to reveal the magic inside of us. Imagination is what is our chisel. It is what is our paintbrush. It is what is our composition of music to reveal the abstract inside of us as a generic idea shining out. Oh, the form, the medium, the material that we use to bring forth our ideas may in some way be little less than perfect, but it nonetheless is there. It nonetheless is there because it merely reveals the abstract. And when we more and more completely allow the abstract to be revealed through us, we more and more completely reveal the perfection, the ideal, the magic that is there. And we bring forth something that expresses truly the abstract, our imagination fulfilled in every magical way. Do you want to do that today? Do you want to let your fingers play the music by having the little magnetic, the little gadget put on your fingers to do that? You can. Do you want to do that? Do you want to have those things happen in you? Do you want to have those things be expressed in your life, in your world, and who you are? If you do, just let your imagination flow. Just let your imagination go. Let your ideas say, yes, 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 I understand it and it is done. Yes, I understand it and it is fulfilled. Yes, I understand it and I love it. And as you and I do that, we come forth with ideas, with imagination, with dreams, with the fulfillment of all things, not to be done, but as already done. We are as the architect who sees the completed drawing of his house in his mind, of his building, of his dreams in his mind. And very little needs to be changed, if any, because the architect joined the magical genius in him, the divine, and came forth with the ideas that all is done now. And doing that, it is done now. Doing that, it is now revealed in every single expression that the architect brings forth. In every expression Michelangelo brings forth, in every expression Mozart or Beethoven or Bach or any of these bring forth, they bring forth the ideal within them because they are an ideal revealer of those things. And they can do it because they let go and let the abstract be revealed as the reality it is in their life, in their world, in all that they ever do. But just whenever you think of the name Mozart or Michelangelo, whenever you think of those names, say your own name. Say Herb. Say Ellen. Say Anita. Say Stefan. Say Irene. Say Herbert. Say whatever your name is, and say it, and realize that you are the Michelangelo, you are the Mozart, you are the creator par excellent. From your imagination, from the abstract to the outer expression in living around you now. You can do it. You do it often. Now do it now in the magic, the wonder, the beauty that you are as a person. For that's what it's all about, and that's who you're all about. Take it now. Name it. Let it be yours, and let this reality express not just once, but continuously, forever and ever and ever. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.